Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons. I'm here with Dana Cottrell, Key Account Manager at XL Energy, and Ryan Brewers, Field Sales Engineer at XL Energy. Thanks for being with me today, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Our topic today is energy analysis, and what we're trying to do, as we have on all the podcasts, is to show business owners how and where they can save some money. And one of the first things they need to do that you guys have been teaching me is have an energy assessment on site. Can you explain to me what that is and how that works?
Sure. One of the things I always get from business owners when I go out to see them is one of the things they ask me is, I don't know where to start. You know, I make something, or I have this office building or this building. Where can I start? And the on-site energy assessment is a great way for them to start. And what it does is we contract out to an engineer to come out and actually walk through the building with them. And they'll go through and they'll look at all the different systems that exist in that building, whether it might be lighting, HVAC, compressed air, motors, and give them kind of an idea of where their energy use is going and where there are opportunities for savings.
So the business owner's, all he knows is he's signing these checks and he's paying a lot of money to XL Energy and he's kind of throwing his arms up in the air saying, wow, I'm spending a lot of money. Is there anywhere I can save some money on this? And the way to find out is to conduct an energy assessment of their building.
That's correct.
Where do they start to do that? Do they call you and they schedule an energy assessment? How does that work?
They can either, if they're a managed account, they can call their account manager and we'll get the application going. Otherwise, they can call our Business Solutions Center at 1-800-481-4700 and they can help you get an application going. And once the application is filled out, what we do is we'll assign it to a consultant and then they'll contact the customer and show up, you know, set up a time for them to do basically it's about a one-day walkthrough of the facility, building or manufacturing facility that they may have.
Okay, can you give me some, typically what does it cost to have an on-site energy assessment and who pays?
Basically it's based on square footage. If it's under 2,500 or 25,000 square feet, it's going to be $200. And if it's over 25,000 square feet, you're probably looking at $300. And usually that assessment is about a $1,500 study. And we basically pick up most of that cost other than the $200 to $300, which you can have added just to your electric bill if you want once the study is done or once the audit is done.
So you're actually paying for a large portion of the cost of that on-site assessment.
That is correct.
Once they've come out and done that, what do you provide? What do they get for output? What do they get for? Do they get a report? What do they get from the assessment?
Yep, the engineer that was there will set up a report. Typically, you're going to get a profile of how your energy is being used. So you'll get a rough estimate of maybe how much of your energy usage is going towards lighting, how much is going to HVAC. So you get an understanding of where you're using your energy. And then from that, they'll give you a list of energy-saving opportunities. So it might be a lighting retrofit, or it might be motor updates, or it might be temperature setbacks. Just everything that can affect the energy usage, they'll list out as opportunities in a report that you get. With that report, you also get estimated costs for doing it, as well as your energy savings that you'll see by putting in more efficient light bulbs, as well as any applicable utility rebates that might apply as well.
Now, is that going to help the building owner or the business owner to prioritize those things to try to get the most energy efficiency first? Does it prioritize the possibilities?
It certainly could if they wanted to. The nice thing about it is the building owner can pick and choose what they want to do from it. They're not tied to doing any of them if they don't want to. But also part of that, they'll give them a kind of a simple payback. So if their criteria is I want to do everything under 2 years, then they can pick and choose which ones are under 2 years for a simple payback to implement those first.
But if there are three or four possible options, they can pick the one that saves the most money first, get that done, and then go to number two and then go to number three.
Absolutely.
So they get a written report. They get a list of electric and natural gas conservation opportunities.
Yep.
And you try to provide some kind of estimate of what the cost might be?
Yep, that'll be all in the report and kind of table format.
Now, do you have any way to help them if they're analyzing? They say, okay, I can save a lot of money on my cooling costs, but it costs X number of dollars. How do I pay for that? Do you help accommodate them to pay for the cost of the new equipment?
That's what our rebates. So any rebates that we have when they go to implement that opportunity, that's what the rebates are going to do, is help offset those costs going from maybe their inefficient equipment to their more efficient equipment.
Now, oftentimes, once you've completed that on-site assessment, it might be challenging to figure out how to make those recommendations a reality. I understand you have some energy advisory services to help business owners with that?
Yep, and that is new for 2010. And what it is we have an engineer that I think that did the assessment will help you kind of pitch those ideas moving forward. So if you need help talking to contractors, picking out equipment, selecting the vendors to do the installs, they'll help you do all that type of work. Whether it might be, pitching it to the higher ups, to any type of presentations, whether maybe you want to have on-site meetings to talk about, are we moving in the right direction? So every time you want to do one of these, that engineer is made available to you to help you get you going in the right direction.
So you help facilitate the action necessary.
Yep.
And are there heavy costs for that?
Not at all. You're looking at maybe initial cost of $50, and then for each energy conservation opportunity, I believe it's $35 after that.
Now, I also understand you can take it to the next level with what's called an engineering assistance study.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't got much of a chance to talk so far.
No, it's
far,
okay.
Dana.
Do you want to
explain to me what that might be?
Sure. That's really one of our key programs that we have for our customers. And what it is it helps customers with some, real specific, typically complex engineering type analysis. And the key about the analysis that we're helping them support here is based on energy savings. A great example of that would be a customer that's say has a production line, and they want to try to improve the efficiency of that line, taking out some bottlenecks, getting rid of some of the things that maybe aren't working properly, helping to maybe think of things differently on how to maybe dry the product, for instance. So what we would do is work with the customer. They would select an engineer of their choice, typically. And then we would co-fund a study. And the levels of co-funding that we do with the customer is we take on typically 75% of the cost with a cap of $25,000. And from this study, we're really hoping to flush out energy saving opportunities. So for instance, many times when we have a process going on in a facility and we're funding studies, we can glean out opportunities, for better, more improved efficiency, better processing, that sort of thing. And what's interesting about the outcome of that study is that you may use the same amount of energy, for instance, to run that process, but if you can put out, let's say, more widgets in this case, we'll consider that energy savings because you haven't increased the level of energy to produce that product. You may, for instance, use the same amount of energy but put out more product, and we consider that an opportunity for energy savings. So it's a good opportunity for customers to help improve their business overall, really. And it's an interesting program, and we really like working with customers on that program.
So far today, I've learned under energy analysis that we can get an on-site energy assessment for as cheap as $200 because you cover most of the rest of the cost. We can get some help with energy advisory services for a minimal cost of about $50 to help implement a program. Or we can do an engineering assistance study where you pay 75% of the cost up to a cap of $25,000. You're really spending some time and money to try to help the business owners save some energy, aren't you?
Yep, we know that a lot of the energy savings are derived from the studies that we're helping customers perform or performing for them at the sites. And our goal is to help save energy, of course, like we've talked about. This is a tremendous tool to get that to happen, a real good lever to get us into a position to really frame up a project and hopefully make it happen for the customer.
So for a minimal cost, the building owner or business owner can do an energy assessment on their building in depth and find out where the opportunities are to save some money.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. We really like working with our customers under these programs. We see a lot of nice outcomes here, let's say.
And as good as all that sounds, you have another alternative that's called an online energy assessment. Can you tell me about that?
Go ahead, Ryan.
Basically, if you can't afford the $200 to get started, you can go online, and there's a questionnaire that'll take you about maybe 20, 30 minutes to go through. You plug in some numbers about your building, maybe a little bit about your bill, and once you plug in all that data, it'll give you a kind of a report out of some energy savings opportunities that are in your building. So taking your knowledge of your building, plugging it into the software, it's going to give you some of the probably more standard energy savings opportunities that exist in your building. So if you want to take the half hour, 20 minutes to half hour time, it doesn't cost you anything, and I'll give you a nice list of opportunities to start where you could save some energy in your building. Mm-hmm.
So that could really be a preliminary online free energy assessment that could give you something of an idea of whether or not there are opportunities to save money.
And really where to start.
Mm-hmm. And that could really lead to actually an on-site energy assessment as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, kind of a self-serve opportunity.
Sounds like a great deal to me. Yeah. Now, where do our listeners get started once again, gentlemen?
Well, the first thing they could do is if they have a phone available, which of course they do, call 1-800-481-4700 and call us during the day, and we'll get in touch with you'll get in touch with one of our Business Solutions Center representatives, and they'll be glad to help you. Or
they can email you at bsc@xlenergy.com.
Thank you.
Or they can go to the XL Energy page of todaysbusinessradio.com, and there's plenty of contact information right there.
Right.
You're making it easy, free, or cheap, to do an energy assessment, and there's really no reason not to do it because there are a lot of opportunities to save money.
That is correct.
Dana, any final thoughts on energy and on your energy analysis?
You know, this is a great opportunity for customers to take their first step and try to get their arms around how they're dealing with energy. They can be proactive with their energy bill, and we want to help them. So we look forward to working with all of our customers around these issues.
Ryan, as a field engineer, have you ever seen a business or a building that couldn't use a little help and some improvement?
They can always use improvement, and if you're looking at the on-site assessment, I can almost guarantee you that you're going to get at least $200 of savings from that report. There's a lot of no-cost, low-cost items you're going to get from your report as well. So right there, I think it makes it worthwhile for a business owner to look at that.
Well, you gentlemen have convinced me, all the business owners listening to us out there, please take advantage of this opportunity to save some money. And I'd like to thank Dana Cuttrell, Key Account Manager, XL Energy, and Ryan Brewers, Field Sales Engineer for XL Energy, for joining us on this edition of todaysbusinessradio.com.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to Today's Business Radio.